It's 916 at 8th place. I've got a question on that short line bus, or the 92nd bus, the 9 in front of me. I've been told that I can pass buses, and then I was told I shouldn't pass the short line bus, which of course I'd have no idea which one it is from day to day. But the other thing is it gives me, puts me back almost 6 to 7 minutes the time he drops those people off at 92nd. Is that normal?
Okay, so the only issue I could see with you passing up that short line is that people do want to go to Gresham and then they can't catch it. So, I mean, it's one of those things you can kind of help each other out if you pass them up and pick up a little bit. But yeah, we probably should wait for those passengers. But if you do pick up a little bit for him, you know, it'll help him out and he may not be quite so behind. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, except I think they should probably extend the break time or layover time for this route an extra 5 or 6 minutes then, because most of the time when I'm hitting traffic, which is pretty common, I'm just, the time I par and get over to the bus, I've got maybe 1 minute to take a drink or what have you, unless I don't have to use the restroom. And of course, who doesn't have to use the restroom?
Right, copy that. Well, I mean, let me see here. Your follower is like 9 minutes behind you, so it shouldn't be putting you that far behind. If it is, you should be able to, you know, start passing up a little bit if your follower's behind you.
Yeah, then I feel guilty, of course. Then people start flipping you off and don't understand why you're passing them up.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of how we do things, so it's that, you know, there's no other way to keep it on time. That's really what we do. So just start, you know, once you see your followers, start skip stopping, and that will help that time frame out too, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I notice he has been telling people to take this bus behind him instead of taking his bus. So, okay, I was just curious. Just wonder why they couldn't. I told that to scheduling too, if they could do something different with that. They were kind of confused on that 92nd bus too. They didn't quite even understand its purpose. So,
yeah, its purpose is to help the passenger load for people who don't need to go all the way to Gresham, because otherwise you'll have to pass people up that need to get to Gresham because you're trying to take people down to 92nd. So it's during the busy times, it gets really busy out there, and that's the purpose of the short lines, is just to help with the passenger load a little bit. People tend to understand that bus isn't going to Gresham, and so they will just wait for your bus, knowing your bus is coming. So that's one reason, too, why you have to be careful with passing them up. But, you know, it's if you're packing up those people, then they aren't going to be on that bus waiting for you. Does that make sense? So, you know, we just do the best we can out there. If you need a break and you're not getting your break time, just send a restroom delay and a ready for service message when you're ready to roll. And if you have some ideas on the scheduling, that's something you can definitely talk to schedule writing about.
Yeah, I did. All right, I copy. It makes sense. I was just curious that sometime, because one of your guys told me a couple weeks ago that it didn't really matter. I could pass up buses if I, you know, if I was running, you know, behind or had a full bus. So, well, we're good. No worries. Thank you.
All right, 916. So we just timed out. That's why it went away. So it happened after a few minutes. So anyway, well, you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
1601.